Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 49. You are listening to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 49. My name is Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from Los Angeles, California, and the Center for Educational Development. Today's podcast is going to be about trouble with your car. Let's get started. I was driving down the Santa Monica Freeway yesterday, headed towards downtown, when all of a sudden, I saw my engine light come on. Needless to say, that's not the sort of thing one likes to see. So I immediately pull over to the side of the road and park on the shoulder. I pop the hood and look to see what the problem might be. I'm no mechanic. I barely know how to change the oil and the wiper fluid. But perhaps something would pop out at me. The car didn't overheat, since there was no steam coming out of the radiator. I checked the battery cables, and the battery was definitely not dead. I didn't know quite what else to do, so I pulled out my cell phone and called AAA for a tow to the nearest repair shop. I started worrying about all the things it could be: the fuel pump, the transmission, the electrical system. Who knows? I just had new brakes put in a month ago, so I knew it couldn't be that. The tow truck finally arrived, and we went to a nearby mechanic. He checked everything, and then told me that he had found the problem. The engine light sensor was broken. I now had to take it to a dealer to get it fixed. Well, at least it didn't end up costing me an arm and a leg. Today we're talking about a common problem if you drive a car, and that is car trouble or automobile trouble when you have problems with your car. Yesterday, I said, I was driving down the Santa Monica Freeway. To drive down is the expression that we use. It means the same as to drive on. But most people don't say, I'm driving on the street. They say, I'm driving down the street, meaning I'm moving in a certain direction. We also use that expression for highways or freeways. A freeway, of course, is a major road where there are no stop signs. We say that I am driving down the freeway, means I'm driving on the freeway. I use the term Santa Monica Freeway. In the United States, you probably know, we have a national system of roads. These are called the interstate roads. And all of those freeways or highways have numbers. The odd number freeways go north to south or south to north. The even number freeways go east to west. So freeway 35 goes from north to south, and the highway number 94 goes east to west. Anyway, in some states, such as California, we give a name to the freeway in addition to its number. It's usually where the freeway starts or where the freeway ends. So the Santa Monica Freeway, which is also called the I-10 or Interstate 10, which is its number, begins in Santa Monica, just about a mile from me. I said that as I was driving down, all of a sudden, or suddenly, I saw my engine light come on. The engine light is a little light in the front of your car that tells you that there is a major or serious problem wrong with your engine or your motor. The engine light is in front of you when you are driving. You have the steering wheel, what you turn to move the car left and right. In front of the steering wheel, you have a little, what we call a dashboard. A dashboard is the place where you can see how fast you are driving and how much gas you have left. If you have a problem with your engine, the engine light will come on. And usually in most cars, there are several different kinds of light. The oil light, the engine light, and so forth. Well, I said that needless to say, that's not the sort of thing one likes to see. Needless to say means obviously. When someone says, well, needless to say, if it's raining, you should bring an umbrella. This means obviously, or it is very obvious you should do that. By the way, I use the term for engine light to come on. The engine light comes on. That means the same as it turns on. But we wouldn't say the engine light turns on because there isn't a person actually turning it on. When a light comes on automatically or electronically controlled, we usually say it comes on. Anyway, I said that after I saw my engine light come on, I pulled over and parked on the shoulder. To pull over your car means to stop it and move it to the side of the road or the side of the street or the side of the freeway. That is the expression to pull over. If a police officer tells you to pull over, that's usually bad news. That means that he or she is going to give you a ticket. A ticket is a fine for doing something wrong when you are driving, which you should never do. Now, a shoulder is just like your shoulder of your arm. It's the same word. But when I say I pulled over on the shoulder, that's the side of a freeway or a highway. We have a special word for that, that place where you can pull over on a freeway or a highway, and that's called the shoulder. There isn't a shoulder on the street. We only use that word for a freeway or a highway. I said that I popped the hood to see what the problem might be. To pop the hood, first of all, the hood is the front of your car. It's on the front of your car, and it's like a door that you open to see the engine. To pop the hood, we use that verb to pop, which here means to open the hood. Usually in most cars nowadays, to open the hood, you need to press or pull a button inside your car that unlocks the hood. It unlocks the door to your engine, the hood, we call it. I said that I wasn't much of a mechanic. A mechanic, you probably know, is a person that fixes cars. I said that I barely knew how to change the oil and the wiper fluid. When we say I barely know something, we mean I only know a very small amount, just a little. To change the oil in a car means to take the old motor oil, and motor oil is a liquid that you put in your car made of petroleum your engine, your car engine or your car motor needs to run smoothly, to operate smoothly. To change the oil then means to take the old oil out and put new oil in. The wiper fluid, first of all, the wiper is that little stick that is on the window in front of your car. You usually have two of them. They go back and forth to clean the car. That little stick, I guess we could call it, is a wiper. And you clean your window of your car with a window wiper. We actually don't use the term window for the front window of your car. We have a special word, which is windshield. A windshield is the window at the front of your car. Wiper fluid, then, coming back to the story, wiper fluid is the liquid, the soap that you put in your car, in the front of your car, that you can spray or put on the front of your window to clean it with your wipers. Now, I said that I opened the hood to see if anything would pop out at me. That expression, to pop out at, we use when we are looking at many different things and we're trying to identify something, but we're not quite sure what that something is. So, for example, someone gives you a list of names and says, there's someone here you know. Well, you don't know the name of the person. He doesn't tell you the name of the person. So you look at the list and you hope that some name will pop out at you, meaning it will become noticeable. You will notice it. Like, oh, there it is. That's what we mean to pop out at. Well, I said that the car, my car, probably didn't overheat. To overheat a car means that the car becomes so hot that the radiator of the car, the radiator is in the front of the car that keeps the engine cool. It has water in it. The radiator water becomes so hot that you begin to see steam coming out. Steam is water in a gaseous or vapor state. It's when you have a cup of water or a pan of water on the stove and you boil it, when it starts to boil, steam will come off the top of the water. Well, steam can come out of your radiator, and that means that your car engine is too hot, and we would say it overheated. Well, that wasn't the problem. I checked my battery cables. Your battery, of course, is what runs the electrical part of your car. The battery is connected to the engine with cables or pieces long like strings of metal. Those are cables. When a battery stops working, we say that it dies, just like a person would die. A battery can die. I said that my battery wasn't dead. We use that expression for batteries. These batteries are dead, meaning they don't work anymore. There's no more power left in them. I said that I didn't know what to do, so I was going to call AAA for a tow to the nearest repair shop. AAA stands for American Automobile Association, or is it Automotive Association? It's a national private organization that you, it's kind of like an insurance company, and you can become a member. I think it costs like $50, $60 a year. And if your car breaks down or stops working, you can call them and they will tow you to somewhere to get your car fixed. To tow a car is when you have a tow truck or a big vehicle, a truck, and you attach your car to the truck and the truck pulls your car. That's called a tow, T-O-W, tow truck, not like your toe on your feet, but T-O-W. The tow truck takes you to a repair shop or a mechanic. A repair shop is a place where a mechanic or someone who fixes your car works. We sometimes will call these repair shops garages. I need to take my car into the garage, means I need to get it fixed at a repair shop by a mechanic. I said there were several things that could be wrong with my car. It could be the fuel pump. The fuel pump is a little thing in your motor in the front of your car that pushes the gasoline into the engine. The transmission is the gears of your car. You put your car in manual. If you have manual transmission, you can put your car in first gear, second gear, third gear, fourth gear. Or you could have automatic transmission where the engine changes gears for you. A gear is a wheel, really, that controls the speed of your car, roughly. An electrical system, well, electrical system in your car are your lights and all of the things that use electricity. I said that I put new brakes in a month ago. To put in or to install brakes means that you change the brake parts. The brake, of course, is how you stop a car. You hit the brakes. You have two little pieces of metal on your in your car underneath your dashboard. These are called pedals. And then one pedal you press to go fast or slow. That's your gas pedal. And the other pedal is your brake pedal to slow or stop your car. I said that the tow truck finally arrived, and we went to a nearby or close mechanic. He checked everything, and he told me that the problem was my sensor, the engine light sensor. A sensor is a thing that can detect or can find out if there's a problem. If the sensor is broken or not working, it could come on even though there wasn't a problem. So what happened is my electric engine light sensor was not working, and there was no serious problem with my car. I said I had to take it in to a dealer to get it fixed. A dealer or a car dealer is someone who sells cars. And in the United States, the person who sells or the company that sells the car usually has their own mechanics or their own repair shop where you need to get very special or specialized work done. I ended up by saying, I said that I was happy because at least it didn't cost me an arm and a leg. The expression to cost an arm and a leg means to be very expensive. Something that is cost a lot of money would cost you an arm and a leg. Well, English as a Second Language podcast does not cost you an arm and a leg. We're free every day, Monday through Friday. Visit our website if you haven't already at www.eslpod.com. I'm Jeff McQuillan from Los Angeles, California. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.